284-8571, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline. It's been a while since we chatted with our next guest, and like I always like to say, it's a pleasure to hear from him. You may know him as the offensive lineman. I think we mentioned the Sun Bowl earlier. Definitely a member of the offensive line on that team. We bring in Mark Asper. Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I was a practice squad participant
of our Sun Bowl victory
over the Southern Florida Bulls, but you know, everybody contributes, right?
Your last game was you had to wait for the result when they ruled that Wisconsin was not getting another play, right?
Correct. And I then went to train for the NFL Combine. I went down to IMG in Bradenton, Florida, with Russell Wilson. He was there working out. And after a week or two, we finally spoke to each other, and that came up, and I said, you know, in 20 years, let's get the teams back together. Let's put 5 seconds on the clock, and let's see what happens. And he agreed to it, so we got that going for us.
All right, we'll look forward to that in 16 years or 15 years.
Yep. So did you guys discuss, I haven't listened to every minute of the show in the last couple of weeks. I apologize. I'm admitting that, but have you guys talked about
Vince Young's
comments for about Ryan Fitzpatrick?
We hit on it briefly, and it just seemed kind of strange that Vince Young is this bitter and doesn't understand why his phone isn't ringing when you consider he last played in the NFL in 2011 and is 34 years old. It just seemed like a little bit of bitterness. Would I be accurate?
Yeah. So, weird trivia. You can log this one away for some future date, but I played my rookie year, the preseason, I was with the Buffalo Bills. Ryan Fitzmagic was the quarterback, and Vince was there on a one-year deal. So Vince Young and was the third-string quarterback, so I was his center, and Fitz was the starting quarterback for the team. So I played with both of those cats, and you know, I love Vince. He's athletically, he was a genius. I love what he did in college. You know, I loved what he did with the Titans, but there were games in that preseason when he was out there where he couldn't call an offensive play. We had to burn timeouts because we'd be standing in the huddle. Vince would get the play, and the playbook and everything at that point had been geared to Ryan.
Right.
Ryan's terminology and you know, his 50 on the Wonderlic and his Harvard brain and all
right,
that.
Right, an Ivy Leaguer.
Yeah. So the offense and the terminology and everything had been geared to that. So when the plays would come in, everybody was used to that system, and he couldn't even get the play verbalized in the huddle. We'd have to call timeout, he'd get the play, we'd come back. There were two or three times where he did the, you know what, we're just going to run the same play, or you know what, just snap me the ball and I'm going to make something happen.
Wow.
And, you know, that versus, you know, Fitz, we would watch film together on, like, Tuesday, and he'd say, you see this play? We're going to run this play on Saturday, and we're going to score a touchdown if they're in this defense. And then come Sunday, you'd be watching a game, and it's like, hey, they're in that defense. And then you'd see him do a little checkaroo, and sure enough, bang, bang, touchdown. And so physical gifts and you know, some of the nuances and you know, the interceptions and things that Fritz does wrong when it comes to full IQ, when it comes to leadership, when it comes to, you know, all those quarterbacky things that teams like, that owners like, that make coaches sleep well at night, Fitz has those in spades. Vince makes you worried. You know, he's Texas Longhorns all the way. He's a cowboy. He's a gunner. He's a gunslinger. Just, you never knew what you were going to get. But that's my two bits of why Vince is not playing and Fitz is still getting picked up.
That's hysterical. And by the way, firsthand insight, always appreciated. And he wasn't on, was he on the roster when the season started in 2012? No, because it was...
No, he got cut. They kept Fitz and...
Tyler Thigpen.
Thigpen. They kept Thigpen.
I cheated. I brought up the 2012 season. I didn't get that off the top of my head. I'm not an Ivy Leaguer. So what are you doing with yourself these days?
Oh, I'm just hanging out at Eugene, work for Pepe Machinery, just living the dream, taking care of the wife and kids.
All right, man. Hey, it's always a pleasure. We really appreciate it when you call. Means a lot. It's always fun, man. You have a good one.
You bet.
All right, take it easy. Gotta love that. Mark Asper, how often do you get? Well, I was sitting here saying, I bet you we have somebody who's got insight into the 2012 preseason when Vince Young actually played with Ryan Fitzpatrick. That's amazing. Could you imagine even in the preseason, it's just the play comes in? Screw that. Let's run the play we just did, or I'll just improvise. That's going to go over big with a professional coach.
You ain't Brett Favre, man. I know you like to think you're Brett Favre. You're not Brett Favre.
Why didn't he go T.O. and call the play himself?
Just kept calling his own number.
That's a good point, yeah. Quarterback sweep.
The bottom line is we get into conversations quite frequently with college fans as to why a guy they saw excel at this level isn't having the same kind of success at the next level, and it's because of stuff like that. It doesn't get easier when you go to the pros. And you're talking to an offensive lineman who, as a rule, is one of the five guys out there who knows what everybody is supposed to be doing.
Nick Cody tweeted in to let Asper know that let Asper know we are good to go on the right side for that anniversary game with Russ and the Badgers.
All right, that's two. You know, every great movement begins with a small step.